Blog Talk Radio.
Tell out. Tell out. We here. Princess Jazz, Princess Jazz. Sexy K, Sexy K.
And Mr. Temptation, Mr. Temptation.
What's up, you guys? You have now tuned in to Tell All Radio. This is your girl, Jasmine, a.k.a. Miss Princess Jazzy, and I'm here with my true co-host, Miss CK.
Hello.
Hey. And Mr. Temptation. What's good?
What's up?
What's up? What's up? How are you guys tonight?
Okay.
We good.
All right, so today we have an awesome show. Well, tonight we have an awesome show. we're going to be joined a little bit later by rapper Truth Ali. He's definitely an amazing rapper. I do like his style, and he goes in, and when he goes in, it's over for everybody. And also, we're going to be talking about stereotypes between men and women, what women feel about men, what men feel about women. So after saying that, we're going to go ahead and get into the conversation. So Sexy K, can you tell us, I know you did some research, so tell us a little bit about what you found out or what your stereotypes are.
Men don't take care of financial responsibility. Yes, financial responsibility.
Okay, so pretty much they don't want to take on making money and taking care of child support, which, you know, most men, they just don't want to do that.
It's just a lot of women that's taking care of them instead of them going out to do and what they supposed to do to make the money for the family.
I agree, but I disagree.
Why is you that?
Because, you mean, you got men out there that still step up to the plate and handle their responsibilities for wives and child support, you know, and taking care of the bills around the house, but some women don't make it, you know what I'm saying, kind of help out or make it easy. It's 2012, and a lot of stuff has changed from how it used to be back in the day, and that's what we kind of, you know, are going off of. We're not going off of the times today.
Well, you know what? I like back in the day better then, because I know back in the day, men took care of women. No, women didn't really take care of men like that. Well, it wasn't even noticeable like it is today. So, it probably was some back then, but it wasn't so noticeable as it is now.
Well, I personally think that a woman should stay in her place and that the man should take on finances. Because, come on, like you said a while back, women, they take care of the home, they take care of the kids, they take care of the house. And the man goes out and he makes the money.
But you got women want to step over into men role also. So when when that happens, you know, it makes a conflict between the man and the woman. So who's going to do what role?
Well, I guess we have to pretty much put it like this. Men need to stay in their roles and women need to stay in their roles. And stop trying to be, and it's all right to be independent, ladies, but too much independence will leave you alone with about 50 cats. With nobody. You ain't going to have nobody there.
Okay. But that was
all right, what's the next one?
My stereotype is, why do all girls want that bad guy, that bad guy role? So, ladies, help me out with that.
I don't know. Bad guy. Something about it. She's so sick.
Like, I don't know. A bad boy kind of turned me on a little bit. I don't know.
I mean, and a bad boy is fine, but have some money. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
That's all. A bad boy is fine.
I mean, but not every bad boy has money, or a bad boy takes you down the road that you really don't want to go.
Well, you know what? My husband is a bad boy. I think he's a bad boy, but at the same time, he brings home chips. You understand what I'm saying? So I'm good. I don't know.
That's all I'm saying. But if you got a bad boy and always getting in trouble and keep getting locked up, then that don't make no sense. That doesn't make any sense at all to me. So I said, that's why I said he could be a bad boy, but he still got to be smart with whatever he's doing.
So you're saying that y'all want a bad boy that can do all the things that need to be done.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what... I mean, that's what we like, right, Dad?
Exactly. I'm telling you, because I like a more conservative man when it comes to,
and that's,
you know, being out in the streets. I want you to pretty much put on your game face and let everybody know you handle your business out in the streets. Your woman is handling her business. So, yeah, I definitely like bad guys, but at the same time, like I said, you don't want them to get into trouble every single time. You got to turn around. You got to bail them out of jail. Like,
you got to visit them at the jail.
Your ass is going to stay in jail because I'm not bailing your ass out. Can't do it.
Okay, so you saying that they're going to stay in jail, but, I mean, you got women that fool with guys in jail 24/7. I mean, I know it's kind of off the topic. I mean, it goes into all of that.
Yeah. But, it's neither here or there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't really, that's kind of a iffy topic. So,
it's catch 22.
You know.
Yeah.
Well, one of my stereotypes was, women are sexually repressed, and I definitely agree with this because, and I'm a hit on the sisters for a minute, the black women, because white women, they are open. Like, I've heard a lot of guys say that the reason why they do date white women is because they don't mind doing stuff that they, you know what I mean, trying new things and doing stuff. But black women, my hair, I don't know. If I do this, you're going to think I'm a hoe. Oh, my God. I'm not going down on you. That's nasty. Okay, that's a part of sex.
Yeah.
I agree with that stereotype.
That is a part of sex. And I've never been the type to be like, oh, my man going to think, you know, I'm a hoe if I go down on him. No, not at all. I've always been open with it. Like, it's a part of sex. Let's do it. Get it over with. You do me, I do you. Let's move on.
Exactly. In that case, I'm mixed then, so.
Oh, wow.
Black and white.
Oh, my goodness.
It is true. I mean, a lot of that has happened. I mean, personally, you know what I'm saying? I fool with white women. I've been with black women. And a lot of black women do say that. That happens.
Yeah.
Versus where the white woman is very open.
Yeah.
Well, that is true. So, Keisha, what's the next one?
I don't know what I have.
What about the stereotype? Women are gold diggers. I believe that. I believe that some women are gold diggers, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't, as the men, okay, men, you can't just categorize every woman for what one woman did.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not fair. It really is not. Because if a guy looks at me and say, oh, well, I want to talk to you, but I just went through some stuff with some woman before, and she was taking all my money, and she wanted me to do this and do that, do this and do that, and she never wanted to give anything.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
I'm forgiven.
It should be 50-50 when it comes to, you know, saying the relationship and four wives is given. Now, you're right.
Yes,
every woman isn't a gold digger, but you have some women out there that are just literally out for a man's money.
Okay, so what happens when a woman has her own money, but she still wants a man with money? Does that make her a gold digger?
Does that make her a gold digger? No, that doesn't make her a gold digger when she has her own money. Because
she will never talk to a man. And some men, they classify, oh, she's a gold digger because she don't want to talk to a man that doesn't have any money. Oh, that means she a gold digger. No, that means she has values. Like, she knows what it takes to maintain a relationship, and that's what she wants.
She has values and standards, but still, I mean,
exactly.
Sometimes it needs to be lowered because, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you're
old
male. No.
Not lowered. Oh, no.
We're not saying all the way. I mean, just lower your standards some.
Because
every guy that doesn't have money, but he has a good heart and means well, and then eventually later on down the road, yeah, he might have the money.
I understand, but that good heart ain't going to pay no bills, baby.
Exactly.
You right. Good heart doesn't pay bills.
Not paying no bills, sweetheart. Mm-mm.
Exactly. It's really not, so stop it. All right, so another one of my stereotypes, which I think is freaking hilarious because it's absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
Women are always angry. We always mad about something. It don't even have to be. It don't even have to be nothing like. If there's a little bit of milk in the refrigerator, what you mad
That's
for? Go
right.
buy some more milk.
I agree. I agree on that. I mean, sometimes I have, you know, my husband, when I have an attitude, he'll say, baby, you ain't even got to, it ain't that serious, sweetheart. And when he talk like that, oh, I feel so stupid. But he just, getting mad over something, and he just make it seem like it just really wasn't nothing to get mad about.
It doesn't be. I mean, because there's a little
milk.
But
guess what? That's just the way we are sometimes. We don't know where that come from like that, but.
Exactly.
It just pops
and then
up. But you got to have somebody there to, you know, you got to have somebody there to be like, you know, talk calm.
Yeah.
And tell you, look.
Calm down and be like, look, boo. let's work it out. Let's sit down and talk.
We can still think it's not that serious, but in your mind, in some women's mind, it's that serious to them. They don't want to let up off of it.
It be at that time. But when he said to me, I'd be like, oh my gosh, he just made me, first of all, feel stupid. And now he just made me feel like, really, you know, why was I acting
really
like
that?
I
interviewed this one lady, and I was asking her, she was like, and, well, not this lady, but this guy, and he was like, pretty much he feels like he's, every time he gets with a woman, that he has to pay for what another man did. So she's always angry. She's always mad. She's, you know what I mean? She's always putting him down for something somebody else did. But it doesn't even have to be about him.
Why do women do that?
She probably was just hurt.
Exactly. Yeah. That's pretty much it. Like, when I'm hurt, I'm upset.
To the next relationship.
Exactly. And I feel like, you know, with me at the same time, I was in a hurtful relationship before. And so that's why now I'm kind of like, let me take a step back. Let me breathe. Let me kind of get my thoughts together, because right now I'm just not, I'm not good relationship material. I'm going to just say that. Right now,
well, you should take the time before you jump into another relationship to get yourself together, before you get into it with somebody else and bring all that drama to them, because they don't want to hear it. And eventually, in the long run, going to cause nothing but problems. They're going to end up leaving or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm. That's true. That is definitely true. I feel like on the same thing, I feel like, you know, a lot of women, like I personally, I feel like you're going to disappoint me. Like we're going to be all hugged up, we're going to be all happy, hee hee ha ha in the beginning. And then towards, you know what I mean, in the middle of it, you're going to mess up. And you're going to disappoint me. And then I'm going to just be pissed off. I'm going to be like, all right, what did I do? And then women, take the responsibility that you have not done what you need to do to allow the relationship to maintain whatever it is that y'all started with. Because I know sometimes I drop the ball when I'm in a relationship, and then I'm thinking, okay, why did he do this to me? Oh, God, I'm crying. But in the end, you know what I mean, going back and looking back and thinking about it, what was I doing or what was I not doing to keep the relationship good? All right, so what's the next stereotype?
How about women use pregnancy to trap men?
Oh, God. There are some hoes like that now.
I
am going to say that.
Yes, it is some women out there like that use pregnancy to trap men.
And I think it's so silly of them, really.
I don't even want to say stupid. It's not a nice word, but I'm going to say very, really, really silly.
Baby is not going to keep no man.
Well, I mean, women do that. What for? I really don't know. But, I mean, and it really rubs us the wrong way. Because some guys, I mean, yeah, they take your word for it. I mean, you're talking 10, 12 years down the line, they're just not finding out this baby's not theirs.
No.
I mean, and if he's been paying child support for this long, it's some serious drama there. I mean, y'all don't know what goes through a lot of guys' head when you're talking about their life, their money. I mean, and being there, because every dad is not a deadbeat dad.
Yeah.
I don't know. Did we lose Sexy K? Don't get quiet on me, lady.
No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm not. I'm here.
I'm just still thinking about that. That's all. I just know, you know, I just know a few people, and I'm just thinking about them few people that, you know, have done that. And it's like, now you sitting there collecting assistance because you thought this man was going to sit there and take care of you and your baby. That's all, you know. That's all.
It's not going down like that.
And the system is set up, I hate to say it, but the system is set up for the ladies to win. I mean, men, we get bashed all the time. I mean, we don't stand a chance in the courtroom when it comes to child support, alimony, none of that. We don't stand a chance.
That's true.
I know a lot of guys that, you know, it went their way instead of the mama way. So, but it has to be something like really, really down. I understand what you're saying with the mama for them to even them to see to give them the child. I understand what you're saying, but It depends on the situation. But them having babies, they lost, and now the baby has to suffer for it.
I'm confused because when I was younger, which I'm not really that, you know, old now, but we didn't want to have no kids. Like, I was terrified of giving birth to a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't care about no man or if he was going to be there. I was like, no, 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 you know. And I hate to say it, but mine was a surprise. It definitely was because I was not planning on having no kids. Oh, no. Not right now. Not until I got married. And, I mean, it's, I guess standards have changed. People are not waiting, okay, to find the right man to get married and then to have children. What is so wrong with that?
Well, people are not waiting, but kids are being exposed, I mean, to sex everywhere. The younger kids,
exactly.
And, I mean, middle teenagers, even, you know what I'm saying, the older ones in their 20s to 30s. I mean, they're being exposed to sex every which way, you know, they look around.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of influence on it. You know, it's not like, I would say, back in the day, because sex wasn't hidden, but it was more of a sacred thing that wasn't just talked about amongst the kids. It was more once you got to a certain age and just the grown-ups.
That's true. Well, right now, before we get into any more stereotypes, I'm going to take a caller. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead and say what you need to say.
Hi, how are you tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
Hi.
Good, good, good. One thing I want to say to y'all young men and young women that jumping in and out of bed with Tom, Dick, and Harry, that's a no-no. And Ben talking about having oral sex, that's a no-no. If you're going to have oral sex, it's got to be with a partner that you're married to, not jumping in and out of bed. Think about this. When you meet a man and he done had five or six women, when you kiss him, you kissing everything that he done had. So y'all got to be careful how y'all go out there and talking about having sex. And then if you don't want no baby, lock it up, you know, until you get married. Because you know that if you have sex, you're going to get pregnant. You know, ain't no ifs and buts about it. You're going to get pregnant. And another thing about these men talking about these babies, these women, no, it's not like that when you go in the courthouse that it's okay for the man. It's not all about the man. It's about the child. You know, if y'all men don't want babies, put an umbrella on it. Click it down. Don't have sex. You know?
Yeah. All right.
That's what
Thank you,
do.
Caller. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
All right, you guys. So that was funny. She said, put an umbrella on it.
Put an umbrella on it.
Oh, Lord. Shout out to that caller. She was hilarious. But she made some good points. You know, it's not always not all about the parents. It is about the child, especially when you take it to the court and the system. They try to look for the best interest, you know, for the child, not just for the woman. But in certain situations, like I said, the woman is pretty much the one that they look to, the one that has the maternal instinct to take care of the child. So, yes, the mom is going to get all the, you know, the money that goes to the child because the child is with her. But not in every situation.
There you go.
Not every situation
is like that.
Yeah.
Because you're a mother doesn't mean you have the maternal instinct to raise a child.
True. That's true. All right, so what's the next stereotype, you guys?
That was the only one. The other last one I had, I don't know if you guys have any more.
Okay, so I have one, which is men are sexist and misogynist, which I believe.
Men are sexist,
absolutely. They feel like just because they're the man that they're supposed to do certain things that women are not supposed to do. Like cheating, for instance. Because they're a man, they're expected to cheat. So it's okay. But if a woman does it, oh, my God, I didn't know.
You know?
She's nasty. She's a whore. You know what I mean? I think it's a double standard, pretty much. Men have this double standard about women and what men can do and what women can do, period. And I think also women have it, too. Women do it, too. Absolutely. But Mr. Temptation, his call dropped, so hopefully he'll be calling back in just a minute.
Okay.
But we're continuing to keep talking. Well, we're going to play a song, and it's coming from Truth Ali, which is the rapper that we're going to be interviewing in just a little bit. And I'm going to play one of his songs, and it's called Pass Me By. Here we go. Truth Ali, love his music. You know, like I said, he goes in, he goes hard. So here we go.
If you had one shot, one chance, one opportunity, what would you do? Truth Ali and the lovely Miss McIntyre.
I can't let her
slow up, temper's about to blow up, cause them boys been getting on your nerves, I use my time to grow up, could tell by the high heels, quiet man, and she mature, don't worry about the dudes that came before me, premature, she say, how are you so sure, when I've never seen you before, told her I'm about it, down to earth, and sleeping on the floor, listen.
All right, you guys. Once again, that was Truth Ali. Pass Me By. I like that song. I really do. It's pretty nice. So now I want to go to a caller. They want to say something. So let's see what they have to say.
You're talking about stereotypes, right?
Hi, caller. You're on the air.
Hello.
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 How are you?
Good.
So what are your stereotypes?
My stereotype is I don't like it when a lot of African-American women get mad because some black men marry white women because they think that the black man is marrying the white woman once the credit is good, but they need to realize that sometimes the white girl is the one that's helping them get the credit good.
That's true.
I'm not going to front, you know. Black girls have bad credit in some cases. All right, caller, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Keep listening. All right, you guys. So, yeah, that was definitely one of the stereotypes, right, Mr. Temptation?
Yes. I mean, it's not always true. And a lot of white women, they do. I mean, they help black men get their stuff situated and all of that. So, I mean, why not be with the white woman if she puts you on your feet and got you in a better position and situation in your life?
That's true.
We go back to the money thing. Y'all want a man with money, I mean, that'll help take care of all the financials around the house and everything. And then when a guy gets it, don't turn it into a race issue.
Well, I want to put this out there because I feel like this is like it's kind of yes and no what I'm about to say. And I've had a lady say that, you know, how can these black men or these white men, because I've also had people say it's not just black men. It's also white men that like to date black women. You know what I mean? When they get everything together, when they're all financially stable, then they want a black woman as their kind of trophy. But how can these men look at their daughters and their nieces and their sisters and tell them that they're beautiful when it's obvious that they really don't believe it because of the woman that they've chosen to be with?
So you're saying that a man can't tell his daughter, niece, that they're beautiful because he wanted to be with another race. I don't agree with that.
I did some surveys and I had a woman say that how can they sit there and say, oh, you're beautiful, when clearly they don't believe that. Which I say is kind of in and out. It's kind of yes and no, because yes, you have to teach your children or your sisters or your nieces that they are beautiful. Yes, absolutely. But you also have to look at it. They like, well, if he thinks I'm beautiful, look at their point of view. If he thinks I'm beautiful, then why is he with this white chick or this Asian chick, or why even women? Why are these women with these white men or these Puerto Ricans if they so-called think that we're special and that we're beautiful? So I think it's sending kind of a mixed message. Because look at the Chinese. They don't date outside of their race. And if they do, what do their families do? Disown them.
It's very similar.
What kind of, like,
It comes to a point where, you know, you have to make that decision whether you want to be happy with yourself and who you want to be with. Yeah, it's not about what your family or, you know what I'm saying, all your friends think. You have to be happy within yourself on who you want to be with.
That's true.
Well, it don't matter to me. I'm white, like I'm white, black, Chinese, what?
I don't
I don't see why everybody think about that, think about color. I don't know. I guess because I'm down here in Miami, and that's all I see is everybody and everything. So we're all colorful down here. So I don't know.
All right, so what's another stereotype?
I don't have any more.
What about women let themselves go? Mr. Temptation, I really want your input on this. What do you think about that? Women let themselves go. That's what men are saying.
A tricky topic. I mean, a lot of women let themselves go because, I mean, I can't say why they let themselves go, but, I mean, I feel like you should keep yourself up, you know what I'm saying? Be very presentable in, you know, how you do things. Because, I mean, men look at that. Don't get me wrong. Some men like skinny women, thick, all that. But you shouldn't just let yourself go, have low self-esteem. You know what I'm saying? That's not attractive.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? If you look a certain way in high school, because I know, I mean, I can look at some of my classmates. You know, I see them now. What the hell happened to you? And you're one of the bad things in school. And now I look at you, I wouldn't give you the time of day.
Because they had that one baby and they done blew.
Exactly.
They had that one baby.
But you know what? Them little boys blow you up, honey. Having a little boy, woo, they will tear your body up.
Girl,
I know, personal experience.
I mean, when women have
babies,
now, you gotta put forth the effort, you know, to keep yourself in shape. Yeah, you gain a few pounds, but hey, work at it. You eventually leave.
But you know what? I definitely feel like if the man is, you know, telling the woman, hey, babe, you look beautiful today, or giving her a compliment, or just saying, you know, something sweet instead of, oh, why you got that rag on your head? You know what I mean? like, just say something sweet. And a woman, or say something, or say, babe, you know what? I'm going to take you out to dinner, so I want you to put on something real sexy tonight. Or I want you to do your hair up because, you know, I want us to go somewhere. You know what I mean? If the
men shouldn't even have to tell you to do that. You should just do it.
Yeah.
Do it,
yeah, but
not
some
just
women,
for them, for yourself. Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's true.
Do it for yourself. I mean, I sit around, sometimes I sit around here and I be like, I look in the mirror and I be like, oh my God, when's the last time I got my hair done?
Me too.
Go, you know what I'm saying? That's just a woman that's classy, I guess. That
yeah.
will sit and be like, oh, no, it's time, baby. It's time to get my nails done and my hair done. And not let my husband have to tell me.
Yeah, that is true. But then you also have some women who, you know, maybe their man puts them down so much that they become depressed. They're just like, oh, I just don't want to do nothing. He doesn't like anything that I do. You know, just I'm just done. And they just kind of...
What she need to be done, what she need to be done, and find somebody else.
All right, guys, so right now we're going to bring in, like I said, we're going to bring in Truth Ali. He's a rapper. You just heard one of his songs, Pass Me By. I tell you, he goes in on the tracks. He's amazing. Good friend of mine. And hope he don't get on air acting crazy. If he does, y'all ignore him. All right, we're about to bring him in. You're on the air, Truth Ali. What's up?
How could you not fall in love with an introduction like that?
That was beautiful, right?
Yeah,
I wrote that especially
that was great,
for you.
You know, straight to the point.
I did. All right, so I brought you on the air. So we could just vibe with you, kind of get to know what type of artist you are, listen to your music. Like I said, I played Pass Me By, one of your songs, earlier. And I like it. I definitely do. And I'm hoping everybody else likes it. And maybe you might, you know, get famous off my show. I don't know. Then I'm going to need like 10%. I'm going to need 10%. I'm just saying.
Okay.
10%. I got to carry the one? Oh, man.
Exactly.
It's the wrong radio show.
Oh, whatever. So I just wanted to ask you some questions. Like I said, I want people to get to know you. So I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions. But first, I want to know what your stereotypes are.
What my stereotypes are?
About women?
I don't like when women associate black men with automatic deadbeats and are reluctant to more or less fall in love and then, you know, have a child because of what they've heard or maybe even what they've seen. You know, I think it's, there is no such thing as a clean slate anymore.
That's true.
All right, so first of all, I just want to know, how did you get started in music?
Well, I actually started off with poetry. I wrote poetry for high school competitions and things of that nature, and I've always been surrounded by people that actually do music. And my brother from another mother, he basically threatened my life if I didn't do his intro, and I wanted to, you know, make it stand out. Yeah, he told me, quote unquote, he was gonna smack half my face off, and he was bigger than me, so you know I was gonna do it, whatever. But I actually did it, and that's actually it turned from poetry to rap, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
Okay. So I want to also know, how do you separate your musical life from your personal life?
It's very, very hard. I have to be focused, such as when I'm on a road trip back to see family, and I have to take care of personal issues as well as family and music all in the same time. It takes a lot of discipline, being able to say no, being able to say yes, and just a lot of time management. Outside of that, when you have a child and you're in the music industry, it's more or less knowing how to say, okay, I'm in daddy mode, I can't mess with music. And then outside of that, you have to say, okay, I'm in music mode, it may hurt, but I can't be in daddy mode. Because music mode is supposed to pave the way for daddy mode, you know.
Okay. I like that, though. That's true. Like, you have to separate it. You have to be like, okay, I'm doing music, this is what I'm doing, I can't focus on this right now. But at the same time, don't you feel like you should be focusing on that?
I feel it's actually a constant struggle, because any father wants to constantly be consumed in their child or children, you know, so you don't want to be wrapped up in music, because that takes away from precious moments, your child walking, your child saying something, your child taking a, you know, one of them nasty, disgusting boo-boos, you know. You want to be there for all of that. But at the same time, if you're really invested in music, you want to be focused to the point that it pays off, because I equate it to the Pursuit of Happiness movie. If he wouldn't have made that last scene, he would have just been another black man struggling. You know, if you're putting your all into it and it doesn't pay off, you have to look back and say, oh, my God, I could have been more in daddy mode. I missed this. I missed that. So I just try to stay focused so it pays off, so I can say, okay, this is why I did it for, or this is what I did it for.
Okay. Now, if you could collab with anyone, I mean anyone in the industry, who would it be and why?
Anyone in the industry I would collab with, someone like J. Cole or Slaughterhouse, the music group, just because it's a different type sound and it's a different type message. One that, of course, it won't always get played in the club, but after the club and you're going through some real struggles or things of that nature, then you put on that type of music. So that's who I would collaborate with.
Okay, and I love J. Cole.
Look at you. Started sliding from the mouth. I love J. Cole.
Oh, whatever.
Straight up, not there. Really
I do like him lyrically, absolutely. He got a big ass head, but,
look, he was like,
whatever. Okay, knowing how corrupt this business is, you know, dealing with all the backstabbing, and, you know, fake people being unprofessionals, you know, just looking back on your journey from, you know, right now where you start, well, before when you're starting, and then now, do you feel like, you know, do you have any regrets? And what is motivating you to continue to do your music, even though, you know, all the odds are against you?
Do I have any regrets? Yeah, because there was a lot of times where I had to sit myself down and say, okay, this person is not really in your circle for the right reasons. And, I mean, from where I started off, Mr. Nice Guy, to really being more or less a businessman, you can say that I've turned into a monster, but my reply would be the good die young, you know. You have to separate yourself from people that aren't motivating. Motivation is simple. Eliminate everybody that's not motivating you. What keeps me going is things such as this, appearances such as that, or someone saying, hey, that was nice. I like the way you spit that, or that was different. I like the word different. If there's ever a point where I'm making the same type of music as, you know, someone that I don't like in the industry, then it's time to get out. So that's my motivation, being different.
And my last question, I really don't want you to go, but, you know, you got to get the fuck out of here. But my last question is, how did you come up with your stage name, Truth Ali? What does it mean?
Wow. It's a lot of, I took a lot of time to pick that name. It's actually two separate names because I'm actually born a Gemini, so Geminis are two-sided, so I wanted two names in the first place. Are you, what?
Gemini.
Yes, Lord. I'm married to one, so I already know.
I'm a Gemini.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah?
Oh,
Gemini.
God.
But Truth came from when I started doing poetry. You know, being from up north, he was like, oh, ain't that the truth, anything that I spit or whatever. And so that just stuck with me, and more or less just trying to set myself aside from everything else that's out there. You just want to hear the truth. You don't always want to be in a club mood. Sometimes you have to hear the truth, good, bad, and ugly. So that's where Truth came from. Ali came from a lot of different things. My brother from another mother that was going to smack half my face off. Yeah. His last name that he used was Ali, so it's forever homage for him actually getting me in this industry, as well as Muhammad Ali, seeing a lot of the struggles that he faced, you know. There were times where people in his own corner said he wasn't going to do it. So put those together, you have side A and side B. You have Truth side, like straight to the point, and you have Ali, who is more or less the hungry side. So.
Okay. That was deep. That was deep.
Tried to tell you.
All right, so before you go, I just want to thank you for even coming on here. I appreciate it. I'm so, what's the word? Indebted to you forever and ever and ever and ever. Make sure you send me some more music so I can definitely play it on here because I'm a fan.
Well, I appreciate
now I'm kicking your ass off.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Just for that, when we get famous, you getting 7.25% out of 10. But I appreciate
and,
it. Yeah.
And while you're leaving, I'm going to play Deadbeat, which I like the song. I'm glad you sent it to me today because I really like it, and you going in on it, so. I appreciate you, and I'm going to call you later on.
All right, y'all hold it down.
Bye.
Bye. Nice meeting y'all.
All right, you guys, you heard it. Truth Ali first here. We going in. Here's Deadbeat. Let's go.
This is a Lion Pond Beats production.
Yeah, I got my man Truth Ali in the building.
Hello.
One live from outside. And this right here is the world premiere. Yeah, be prepared.
Let's go.
I say I'll never change. They say I'll never make it. They say they got their hand out. I say I'll never take it. Only one thing for certain. Nothing's ever for certain. Pray they never catch you slipping. Hold your head up like turban. Shout out that nigga. Jeez, I'ma keep it 100. Just know I love you like a sister. I never was wanted. Shout out to AB Mama. Always said I would come back. Just be glad you signed them papers and I can't get my comeback. Shout out that Rude Boy Davis. Found out you talking sideways. Hope you get the same treatment.
as a deer on the highway. Shout out my ex, listen, guess she ain't fucking with me. We from two different worlds, I'm Dwayne, you Whitley. Salute my sister Demi, pace myself to my gently. Who wanna roll like any? Back by the OCMG, I don't do it for fame. Can't let what you rate me, just know you'll never pass me. Only right that you hate me, just know I'm looking for you. I'm talking as wide options, them niggas where they sick. I say you Magic Johnson, my flow forever constant. But bills ain't never stopping, word badge in one hand, mic in the other, that's weighing my options. I'm addicted to myself and never saying I'm sorry. Somewhere secretly sinning, like Royal A and Barbie. Shout out to all them DJs, you said I ain't the fire. You boys up on that girl shit, can't fuck with Miss Fire. Look a little worthless, this box only good when you working. Couple females, not be twerking, couple niggas still be lurking. I never keep them problems in my head, never mind that. You say you eating, kick down the door like, where the fuck mine is?
Alright, you guys, once again, that was Deadbeat by Truth Ali. Of course, like I said, he's amazing. One of my close friends. I'm proud of him, absolutely. And now we're going to go to a caller, and we're going to find out what their stereotypes are. So, here we go. Alright, caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So, we just want to know what your stereotypes are when it comes to men.
Well, my stereotype from one of them, I think, is that men always have something else going on with another female.
Oh, God. Thank you, Jesus.
That's my number one stereotype. I mean, I don't know if it's true.
It's true.
I haven't really caught anyone to ask, but... my number one stereotype.
All right, thanks for calling in. Keep listening. Oh, because we're going to get into this. I think that is absolutely... Look, I'm pointing my finger and rolling my neck. Oh, yes, we are going to get into this. I do think that men always got something going on. I think that absolutely, 100%. I think that
I'm
women are more loyal than men are.
I'm not going to say all men. Some men.
Not all men. But most, I'm going to say most men. Most men always have another chick on the sidelines. Mm. Always.
I mean,
it never fails.
You're talking about men. I mean, we have to explore our options. I mean, especially if you're not talking about if you're not into a serious relationship and you're not trying to head down that road, you know what I'm saying? There's no need to not explore my options.
Okay.
Okay, you know what? I want to cut you off because I was talking to this guy. We were talking. We were kicking it. All right. We decided that we wanted to, you know, talk to each other, see where it goes. We weren't in a relationship. We were just talking. And all of a sudden, you know what I mean, on Facebook, you know Facebook gets you in trouble. But I see pictures of him and another girl, so in my mind it's like, well, like you're supposed to be, you know what I mean, trying to get to know each other, and you sitting up here with her. So who are you really trying to get to know? And then he got an attitude with me when I was talking to other people. He was like, well, what you talk to other people now? You was talking to other people too. What do you mean? Can I explore my options too? I'm saying it's a double standard.
You should have got this straight from the jump. You know what I'm saying? Y'all should have established it. You know what I'm saying?
Like
when
I
you
said,
have,
We talked about it. And, you know, I guess he wasn't on the same page I was on. Because when I say, okay, we're just talking to each other, we're trying to get to know each other, how can you get to know me and you talking to somebody else trying to get to know them?
Well, that's what we call
those new age
players right there. They don't understand fully.
That's crazy. I'm glad she brought that up because, that just burnt me right there. Woo! I'm sweating and all. I just got mad.
It's still fresh, huh?
Girl, that thing is fresh, honey. Woo! I'm just like, it's so true though, and it's like today. Y'all want to hear something funny? So I got a phone call when I was working on the show earlier from this guy's wife. Now, did I know he was married? Not at all. But she calls me and she was like, "Well, I just want to know who you are because I see your number on his telephone bill and y'all was talking for like 5 minutes. So I just want to know who you are."
Five minutes?
Honestly, sweetheart, if we only talked for 5 minutes and I haven't talked to him since, then apparently we weren't compatible. You know what I mean? But at the same time, he up there, he ain't saying nothing. He's talking about, I said, so you ain't going to say nothing? You just going to be quiet. I guess that's the best thing to do.
Sometimes it's best just to be quiet, not to incriminate yourself.
I'm just like, Lord, I have the worst luck when it comes to women calling my phone. The worst luck. And I'm like, guys, if you're going to cheat, at least be good at it.
That's something.
Don't be doing no crazy stuff like, okay, you know your wife is going to check your telephone bill.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Come on, especially if she has some doubts about you, especially if there's, some trust that's lost in the relationship. She's going to be checking up to see what you're doing.
Man, I hate to say it. All my fellas, I mean, they're not the smartest when it comes to cheating, you know what I'm saying? Knowing how to do it, none of that, We kind of slack on that part right now. Need to practice on. I think I'm going to start a seminar.
You're going to start a seminar?
Yeah.
What's it going to be called? How to cheat well?
Yeah, how to cheat well or practice for cheating.
Oh,
well,
wow.
You know what? I think a woman needs to be teaching that class then, because I hope a man ain't
because
trying
only
to kill it.
Women, we playing our stuff out. That's why we don't ever get caught.
Y'all good. I give y'all that. Y'all are good, but I mean, sometimes y'all slip up too now.
Yeah, but you know when we slip up? When we become emotional. Women, if you want to cheat, don't become emotionally attached to the person that you're cheating with. Because ultimately, you're going to mess up and your man going to find out, and then you're just going to be stuck. You're going to have nobody. You're going to be by yourself. And look, I'm not condoning cheating. So don't go back and say what Jasmine said. No.
Okay.
I'm just saying. If you're gonna do it, go in. Do it hard. Do it. You know what I mean? Stop playing games. Well, you guys,
how about that?
It's about that. Yeah, don't do it. That's a
good
one. Do not do it. But it's about that time, though. We're going to leave you guys. I know y'all going to miss us. Miss you. I love y'all, but we got to get the hell out of here. So
okay.
I'm going to leave y'all. And, y'all say bye.
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 See you next Wednesday at 9 o'clock until 10. Make sure y'all call in. All right. Holler.
Princess Jazz. Sexy K.
And Mr. Sensation.